Hello, listeners. I wanted to record this this podcast show without having a show intro yet introduced on my first episode. Over the years, I've learned that I've been listening to podcasts for way back in the early days. Back in Windows 90, I think it was Windows 95, I was listening to podcasts, and they were very few of them around at that time. But I just wanted to record this with no show intro, because I found out what drove me to listen to a lot of the podcasts back in them days was that fancy little jingo. How the show introduced itself, and it kind of got me excited to tune into the next show just to hear that jingo, because the jingo kind of got me excited. So without any further ado, let's move forward. I want to start by saying thank you for downloading the podcast. Podcast name is the Audio Mug Podcast Show. If I said that correctly, the Audio Mug Podcast Show. You can find us, obviously, at theaudiomug.com, where you can subscribe. And also, we have a special listeners comment and suggestion story link on the menu bar that directs you to suggest the next show or idea of what we should possibly entertain others with. If you have something in mind that you'd like to tell us, and we can turn it into a show, we'd be more than welcome to give it a shot. So, if you would, go there, subscribe, and tell us about what you have in store, and an idea for a show, and we'll see what we can do with it. Okay, so the Audio Mug Podcast Show is something that I drummed up when I was a semi-driver for 32 years, driving across the country, and I did local work over the road, heavy haul, steel hauler, refrigerated reefer, transportation, dry van, 53-foot, dedicated runs, automotive runs, oversized loads, hauling swinging meat, produce, box beef, every kind of possible. I did a lot of that. In those 32 years, I met a lot of individuals. I used to turn people on to podcast when they didn't even know what it was. I'd explain it to them. I had a little MP3 player I bought at a truck stop, and some drivers were really techno into this back in the day, and we would share our podcast list with one another, either via the CB radio, you know, Citizens Band, Truck Driver Talk, and we'd pass on, say, hey, what are you listening to? You know, we'd spark interest and get excited, and, you know, because there's a lot of boring downtime when you're driving truck, and you can either waste your life away doing nothing, waiting, or you could put a headphone set or earbuds in at the time and listen to the podcast and get some value out of life. And that's pretty much what we all, you know, we're trying to achieve. And we all read a lot of books. There's a lot of book readers and truck drivers out there. People don't think so, but there's a lot of us out there that do that too. And so this podcast is a series I'm going to start, and it has to do with, the theme is on coffee, okay? Like I said, the idea came from when I was driving truck, and I believe when I was up in New Hampshire, I was delivering a load to I think it was a Home Depot or a Lowe's. I think it was a Home Depot because, it was a Home Depot because the orange, I remember now. I think it was one of the main stores up there I was delivering to. I had a late appointment at night. I couldn't believe how late it was. It was a late fall time of the year. It was jacket weather. It was no snow on the ground. I remember this was a long time ago, and I probably could narrow down the time that the idea came to my head that I wanted to start my own podcast. But I knew inevitably it wouldn't come till later. I didn't know when, but later. But I didn't realize, you know, because I haven't been driving since 2018. You know, this is 2025, so I've had pretty much, you know, quite a bit of time off from trucking to regroup my thoughts and get my health under control and a number of personal issues with family and friends and stuff that, you know, I had to seize at the moment. Because as an over-the-road driver, your absence for everything, it's just ridiculous. Your absence for any and everything. It's just for your own good. You're absent for stuff that's just stupid. And as hard as you can try, these companies, I'm not pinning them all on it, but they have a lot to do with it. I'm not bad mouthing. I'm saying you're held victim. It's a victim, like, I don't know, call it a victim crime. On victim crime, on top of victim crime, because it's like a trap door. It's like you just keep falling for it, you know, week in, week out. Oh, hey, we got this load, and some driver, he got sick. Can you cover this load for us? Can you drop your load at XYZ truck stop? Another driver will pick up your load, and then you'll take his load, which you'll have to take that and deliver that. And then it's usually something about the load that you're getting got a mysterious back into it that leads you to have nothing but a headache from that point on. It's like bad mojo. It's like the Friday the 13th nailing you day in and day out. Every single thing can go wrong, will go wrong while you're attached to that load. Okay. And then it comes with other things that you don't foresee as a driver. And the more you drive, you start learning that there's no such thing as a simple load. There's no such thing as an easy load. I mean, you can have a load that just goes down the street and you get there and it turns out that your load doesn't even have an appointment time. So now what? You called your dispatch. You're on the phone with the broker. You're on the phone with the carrier. You're on the phone with all kinds of people trying to negotiate how you're going to figure out what they're going to do for you to get you in and out of where you're at. And sometimes you're in a predicament where they're ready to go home because they don't work late on that day. And it turns out it's nearing a holiday weekend. See, sometimes you're busted up for 3, 4, or 5 days because now you got to sit there. Or best case scenario, dispatcher, you have to wait for them to find you a load, then figure out where you're going to take the load you got now and bring it to some place where they feel it's safe to be, drop that load, then either pick up an empty trailer or they allow you to bobtail 500-600 miles to go get another load to get you in a direction that you need to be getting to wherever you got to go, especially if it's nearing your time to get home. But on holidays, sometimes it just seemed like holidays didn't mean anything to me because it seemed like no matter what I did, you know, they try to scramble to keep me on the road. They figured out how they get me the furthest away from my home destination and really stick it to me in such a way that it made it look like, oh, we didn't do that to you. You did that to yourself. Why didn't you tell us that you needed to get home? Was you due for home time? Oh, yeah, it looks like you are due for home time. Well, I don't know why your dispatcher didn't get you a load going home. Everybody else seems to be getting home. Well, let me see what I can do for you. Next thing you know, you know, you're getting a load heading to the house, but it's too late. Everybody and all your friends know you canceled. You're a no-show. So I hate rambling about, you know, transportation, but this one tough job. But I loved a lot of it. Don't get me wrong, but there's some of it it drove me crazy. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to start this podcast, because I wanted to bring something that I think people could use, short, little mini podcast that could bring some hope, some kind of drive a spark of positivity into, I know positivity, I know I've been rambling about negativity in here, but positivity, to bring some positivity in what you're doing as you're listening to podcasts, because I know a lot of us that listen to podcasts do it, have the headphones on, the earbuds in, or playing through whatever device out loud while we're working, and it makes time go a little faster. It gives our minds time to focus and relieve some stress, listen to stuff that we enjoy listening to. Heck, I remember downloading many podcasts that weren't even anything that I was in line with that I enjoyed. I listened to podcasts on pretty much any subject. In fact, I was a big AM FM radio kind of guy, you know, AM radio guy back in the day. And what killed me was, you know, listening to AM FM radio in a semi truck. And within a few minutes, I was out of the range of the station. And so I was touching the dial, flipping a switch, pushing a button to get another station to come in. And I tried to get the stations that were syndicated that had the supersonic amplified signal so I could listen to them for hours and hours on end, as long as I didn't go too far into these mountain ranges and lose signal and lose, you know, the station. I can switch and pick it up on another band and continue to listen to it. Otherwise, I had a lot of audio tapes and listened to a lot of DVD, CDs type stuff. And, you know, I was always in the inventive mode to find entertainment for myself. I was a big component of satellite radio. Big component of satellite radio when it first came out. XM satellite radio, you know, the whole thing. I used to listen to a lot of FM, Paul Harvey, I mean, the countdown stations, you know, the late night radio talk shows. I mean, there were so many of them out there that I really enjoyed. And, you know, Stephen King, you know, any tapes I could get on the truck stops, the audio tapes. I was big in the audio tapes too. And because I was trying to constantly focus, doing my job, doing well. I think this is what helped me get down the road in the safest way, because I was doing my job. I stayed focused. I was listening, and my mind didn't wander too much, but my mind stayed focused on what I was doing, and I wasn't bored from the boredom sounds of the semi engine rolling and that crazy cab. It just something about that big diesel motor. It's just, and then you got a refrigerated trailer. If you got one of those running behind you on the back side of the tractor, and you can hear that going down the road, you may not think you can hear it, but it's sitting there and it's humming along when you're 18 wheels pounding the pavement. And in those 18 wheels, let me tell you what, there's a lot of noise that comes from that semi and trailer breaking the wind, going 55 miles an hour. I don't care if you're doing 35 miles an hour. There's a lot of wind and a lot of turbulence coming from those big West Coast mirrors, the siding skirts, I mean, the antenna of the CB radios, the cabs cricking, and because, you know, shocks in them days were useless on a truck. Those springs were horrible. And then these roads were nothing short of killing you and decapitating you from ever walking again. When you get out of the cab, you feel like somebody's been beating on you for hours on end. I said I wouldn't talk about the negativity about, you know, what I used to do, but there's a lot of that I wanted to get out. You know, I haven't really been like talking about the positive, like I said about my show, but I'm gonna bring that up here in just a moment. But I wanna emphasis on I'm gonna have them short. I'm gonna try to shoot for 5 minutes, somewhere between 2-3 minutes long. You know, I think the music with the intros and the outros or whatever I've put into fillers would extend it out a little bit. But be honest with you, I think they're more like 2 minutes of talking, but it seemed like I could stretch it out to about 5 minutes, maybe seven. But I wanted to keep them short because I remember there was a lot. We're talking thousands of shows I used to listen to a month. I would download shows, and I didn't care what I downloaded. If it was a podcast, I listened to it. I mean, from one end to the other end. And it didn't stop when I stopped and went to sleep. I would actually play that, lower the volume, go into sleeper. I would keep it just to a bare minimum where I can hear it. And I only did that because I learned that I can sleep and I can still understand what the show is about. And when I wake up, I feel like I retain that information in my sleep. And it felt good because I would go back during the hours I was awake and replay from where I started, left off before I fell asleep. And I would listen to those podcasts again. And it was like, I knew what they were already going to say. And it just made everything easier. And I grasped the concept of whatever they were telling, in their podcast. And, I enjoyed everything from the commercials to the little jingles, the intros, the outros, the guest interviews. I mean, I don't know how many guest interviews I've listened to over the years of all kinds of celebrities, non-celebrities, professionals in and out of the profession I was in, and some of the professions I wish I could have gotten in when I was, you know, and some of the professions I used to be in, because I've done a lot of different other things besides drive a semi. I wasn't just an 18-wheeler driver my entire life, but for the majority of it, I've been in transportation, and I've worked in warehouses, and I've done a lot of things. I've done construction. I've done all kinds of crazy other professions too. Cook, line cook. I worked as a maintenance guy, worked for a hotel. I mean, it's crazy the things I did. Go on and on. But I wanted to get the really nail down something. I've got at least 52 weeks, one episode for every week of the year that I can release this short audio podcast. And I think you're going to enjoy them. I really do think you're going to enjoy these. If you enjoy listening to podcasts, I say they're short. You'll be like, oh, I'll fly through those. Sure, you can fly through those. You know, maybe you'll download them in batches like I used to do. I would come home and, you know, wife would say to me, what are you doing? I says, I got to get these podcasts downloaded before I head out. She goes, oh, you got plenty of time. I go, it's only like 24 hours and I'm out the door, baby. I says, I'm lucky if I get 24 hours worth of sleep while I'm here. I says, I might get 15 hours sleep during my 3-day weekend if I'm lucky. Because I'm playing catch up. The things I got to do, the honey-do list is it's tight during that time. And then everybody wants to see me. I want to see everybody before I go back out for months at a time. And So I'm thinking that if you're gonna download these, and you're getting to these late after I've get them released, because I'm still working on getting them produced and sitting down and spending hours and days, how long it takes to get the scripts read and into the audio process of getting them recorded, and then the editing process, which I'm going to try to avoid a lot of heavy editing. I think I've got this nailed down before actually getting into the serious hardcore of podcasting. I've got a lot of experience, even though haven't done it, with podcasting, where I've listened to experts over the years, people that started their shows, and they're well diverse and well known today. Listening to them when they had their very first podcast, and I was there and went through 7, 8, 10, 15 years with some of these podcasters, and I remember all the little quirky little things that they went through and how they transpired into today, who they are. And they're just like anybody else. They became professional over time. They didn't have the answers when they first started, but I have one thing up, I have that experience of listening to them, thousands of people. And I know when I say I'm experienced, because I've spoken to people who have done this, who are podcasters, and they say, you've got it, man. You got it. You love the gift of the gab and the talk. And I said to him, you know, of course I know that. I've always had the gift of the gab, you know, even back when I was a kid in the 70s. You know, I'm a Gen X guy. So, you know, that tells you a whole lot right there. Nothing, I don't fear crap. And I'm really looking forward to entertaining you guys out there. And I hope some of you, if you've not experienced what I'm about ready to produce and you're listening to, I hope you can really grasp this, because I got a good understanding when you're trying to level out and concentrate whatever you're doing while you're listening to a podcast. I think this will help a lot of you dealing with your own life and all the things around you. I think some of these are designed to, like, give you pause, man, give you a reset, get you a little humor in there. Get you thinking a little bit, motivate you, maybe get you out of that depression a little bit. Because the obvious is, you know, you can get a podcast about, you know, storytelling, and that's just what they're going to do, storytell. And that's great if that's what you want. But I think what I'm about ready to do, and it's not like I'm reinventing the wheel, but from my perspective, okay, I've got a lot of experience talking to people around the country, in and out of the United States, and in Canada, down by the border, okay? I mean, I've been in every major port in this city, the cities across the entire country. I've been out in rural areas. I've been in areas that you're not supposed to be going into. I've talked to people. I'm just that kind of guy. When you start talking to me, when you meet me, I'm that guy. I attract people just because of my size. I'm a tall guy, you know, I'm built tall, and people go, wow, you're a big guy, I won't want to mess with you. But I'm actually a nice guy, but I love talking to people. I don't care what it is about other people. People say, oh, that guy's not to me. I'm like, that's a person. Take heart. They got a story. Maybe they need someone to hear them, you know. I want to be heard. So this is my chance to do just that and then some. Okay? So please enjoy this this little tidbit, and definitely download the next episode when it comes out, and I will have my show intro and outro. And I do believe it's a very good intro and outro music tune that I put together. And you know, I compliment it. It's for me. It's something that I dug up and put together. This isn't someone else's. This is me. And I think you'll like it. And so here we go. I drink coffee like most people breathe, and I think about life the same way. Welcome to Coffee Thoughts on the Audio Mug Podcast Show. You ever notice how that first sip in the morning feels like your whole system finally agrees to exist again? It's not just caffeine. It's a signal. It's you saying, all right, let's try this life thing one more time. Some days, that first sip is a victory. Other days, it's a survival. But either way, it's your reset button. That little pause between yesterday's noise and today's possibilities. So, take this moment, hold that mug, breathe deeply, and remember, you made it to another sunrise. That's something worth sipping on. And I'd like to thank you one more time again, listeners, for joining me. And I'm your host, the Brewmaster. See you again at the next episode.